You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and it's time for our weekly prediction edition. As always, our predictions are based on recent episode activity and confirmed brand new official ABC soap spoilers. I've got predictions for Trina Robinson, for Carly and Jason, for Nina and Ava, for Sunny and Ava, and also for Gregory Chase. I cannot wait to tell you guys all about these, but if you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe, see you. Don't miss any of our updates. Let's dive right in with our very first prediction. Trina Robinson finds a new love interest. So there is some spoiler action around this, and then there's some rumor and leak action that kind of coalesced to make this prediction. So there's a rumor from a pretty credible source that says Trina will move on to find a new romance after Spencer's death, and that down the road they might have a Spencer recast to cause some conflict with her and her new guy. So there is a hot new guy coming to Port Charles. Jocelyn Jax meets him at the wedding, but I don't think if this guy is staying that he's intended for Joss, because she still loves Jax. So spoilers say this new kid, Giovanni Massa, is the one that Joss meets. He is playing Gio Cirillo, a Bensonhurst cousin in town for the wedding. He's going to be playing his violin at the wedding. And on Wednesday, May 15th, official spoilers say Joss meets him. And I wonder if she will introduce him to Trina. I mean, I think it's fine. It's about time. Spencer died in January. That's months and months ago. And there has been chatter about her finding a new love interest. But then there's another rumor that I actually don't give a lot of credence to, saying that the reason Nicholas Chavez didn't stay was because Tabiana Ali was not sticking around as Trina, and that he, you know, was going to stay to usher out her character. I just don't know. I've not heard anything official about that, and I haven't really heard anything from credible sources, but I do like to share the rumors and stuff that I get. So I still wonder if this cutie patootie Gio is going to be one. Check out our Twitter account, by the way, over on Twitter, Soap Dirt, because I put up a video of this kid Gio playing at a Lakers halftime show. He was rocking the frickin' violin, playing Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal. And yeah, like he dances. I have never seen anybody play a guitar like this. He plays a violin like he's a rock star playing a guitar in concert. It is so cool. Definitely go watch that video. I can't show it here for copyright reasons, but I can show it there. All right. Our second prediction, Carly Spencer keeps butting in and Jason puts himself at risk trying to save her from herself. Last week, we all saw Carly eavesdropping on Jason and Jagger. Then she took her butt out to Pentonville to put her nose where it didn't belong. Jagger found out, chewed out Jason, and now Jason and Anna are cleaning up the huge pile of crap that Carly created. And what's worse is Jason told Anna he couldn't even tell her to back off because she'd just double down. So he asked Anna to intervene. And spoilers for Monday, May 13th have Anna chewing out Carly for screwing up the investigation and putting people at risk. And I do wonder if Carly is going to tell her, oh, by the way, I told Brennan the FBI is looking into Pikeman, because Carly totally screwed the pooch this time. But to be fair, if you've been watching the show for decades, this is what Carly does. She thinks she's doing the right thing. She thinks she's helping people. She butts in. She makes everything worse. So the people have to deal with the original problem and then the associated mess that she has created. That's her character. That's what she does. And the problem with all this is I think Carly will then decide that she needs to clean up the mess she created and is going to butt back in, make things even worse, put Jason at risk, split his attention when he already has enough to do, because he's going to have to keep cleaning up behind her. My third prediction, I think Ava Jerome is going to try to make up with Nina Reeves so they can be besties again. Spoilers for the week, Tuesday, May 14th, Nina sets new boundaries with Ava. So I just wonder if Ava comes sniffing around to try and reconcile with her bestie after figuring out Sunny is never, ever going to give her the time of day. Ava was willing to throw Nina away as long as she came out of the situation with Sunny. But now Ava knows she's not going to get the guy. Sunny made it so painfully and specifically clear that they would not be together and why. She killed Connie. And of course, she was involved in, you know, he didn't even mention Morgan, which is a whole other deal breaker because they were talking about the Cirillos, which Connie's related to. And this is a permanent deal breaker. He's being nice and he's co-parenting with her. He likes having her around, but I think mostly because he's got constant access to Avery that way. That kiss that one night was a one-off, and now Ava probably suspects he only did it because he was off his meds. So Ava may want to get back with her bestie because she doesn't have many friends, and so she may go tell her, look, I'm sorry, I wasn't being a good friend. I don't want Sunny, I promise, blah, blah. Blah, of course, without telling Nina he rejected her, but I'm sure Nina will figure that out on her own. And hopefully she's smart enough to kick her to the curb. My next prediction, Gregory Chase dies soon. We have the BLQ wedding this week, 3 days of it. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And last week we had Finn and Chase discussing, talking to Gregory about skipping the Coney Island rehearsal dinner, but then he decided on his own to skip it, which was good. But then they fought because they wanted him to have a home health aide to watch him. He didn't want it. So they enlisted Tracy Quartermain to drop in and watch him. And she does, according to Monday, May 13th, spoilers, but Gregory doesn't want her there. He thinks she should go to the big event at Coney Island. I don't think she's going to want to. She's not exactly a boardwalk funnel cake roller coaster kind of gal. And Thursday, May 16th, spoilers say Gregory struggles to make it through the wedding. Friday, May 17th, spoilers say Finn struggles with growing concerns about his dad's health. And we have a pretty credible leak that says someone dies not long after the wedding. I mean, it could be a Pikeman mob violence thing, but with Gregory already dying and his health spiraling, it definitely could be him. And pretty poetic if he made it through his son's wedding and then they lost him because he's been hanging on to see them get hitched. My fifth and final prediction, Christina and Blaze are not going to want their parents hooking up. So last week we saw Natalia sliding close to Sunny so that she could get his plus one invitation to the wedding. She has an agenda. Natalia is very worried about Blaze and Christina looking like a couple at the wedding and a photo winding up on social media. So she may think Sunny's charming and all that, but she has a reason that she's working him to get this invitation. She wants to snoop and spy on Blaze and Christina. And of course, Christina will be happy to see Sunny there at BLQ's wedding, but I don't think Blaze is going to be happy to see her mom there because she knows why she's there. And if Sunny and Natalia are seeming to have a vibe, Christina and Blaze are going to notice it. I don't think either of them are going to like it. I mean, Christina has concerns about Ava being around him, but she really wants him back with Nina. And I don't think she is going to want him with her girlfriend's mom. It would be very weird if their parents were dating or worse yet, boinking. We'll see how it goes. Click subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments. Come back soon. We're here talking General Hospital 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.